Good morning.
Has joined.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Good morning. Shabbat Shalom.
We will begin with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudshah Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urkimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urkimu. Liakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. The Yichud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohino elena maaseya denu kunanei elena maaseya denu kunanehu. Today is the sixth aliyah of Parashah Vayetchanan that we are studying. It begins with chapter 6, verse 4, and concludes at verse 25. It begins with the verse of the Shema.
Could you take it back and get dressed?
Has joined.
And there's much of the Shema in this reading. Verse 4. Shema Yisrael Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo, yo ahidawanu heyo, Eloheinu Adonai, yo hewahe, Adanu yo, yo ahidawanu heyo, Echad. We ahavta et Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo yo ahida wanu heyo Elohecha bekol vavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha uvechayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam b'shivtecha v'veitecha v'lechtecha v'aderech u'shach b'cha Uvkumecha Ukshartam Leot al yadecha, wichayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. And the Shema continues at verse 10. Wichayav ki yeviacha Adonai, Yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahida wanu hey yo Elohecha al haaretz asher nishba la avotecha le Avraham le Yitzhak u Yaakov latet lach arim jedolot ותובות אשר לא בנית, ובתים מלאים, כל טוב אשר לא מילאת, וברות עצובים אשר לא חצבת, תרמים וזיתים אשר לא נתת. We are called Vata Ishamer Lecha En Tishkach Et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Ahida Wanu Hei Yo Asher Hotzi Acha Meretz Mitzrayim Mi Beit Avadim Et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Ahida Wanu Hei Yo Elohecha Tirawi Oto Ta'avot Uvishmo Tishavea Lo Telchun Achare Elohim Acherim Me Elohei Ha'amim Asher Tzevivotechem Ki Elkana Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Elohecha Bekir Becha En Yechelre Af Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Elohecha Bach Tishmidcha Me'al Pene Ha'adama Lo Timnasu Et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Elohechem Ka'asher Nisitem Bamasa Shamor Tishmerun et mitzvot Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Elohechem We Edotav Behukav Asher Tziwach We Asita Hayashar Behatov Be'enei Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Leman Yitav Lach Uvatava Yarashta Et Haaretz Atova Asher Nishba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo La'avotecha L'hadov et kol ovecha Mipanecha Ka'asher diber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Ki yishalcha bincha mahar le'mor ma'edot
has joined
ve'ha'ukim ve'ha'mishpatim asher tziwa Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Eloheinu We amarta levincha avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim v'yotzienu Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Mimitzrayim biyad hazaka Vayiten Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Otot Umfetim Gedolim Wirahim B'mitzrayim B'faro Uvkol Beito Leinenu We Tanu Hotio Misham Lama Anhavio Otanu La Tet Lanu Ed Haaretz Asher Nishba La Avotenu. Vaitavinu Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo La Asodet Kol Aha Kukim Haile Lira Et Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu l'tov lanu kol hayamim l'chayoteinu v'hayom hazeh. Utzaka tihye lanu ki nishmor la'asod et kol ha-mitzvah azot lifnei Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Eloheinu ka asher tiwanu. That's the end of the Hebrew reading. I'd like to comment on many of the verses all at once, because they have this phrase, Et Hashem, Et Aleph Tetaf, Hashem Yud Hey Vav Hey. But Zohar teaches us that when you see that, it's relatively unusual. Normally you see Hashem's name typically by itself. And when it's got this et in front of it, it's telling you that it's the Shekhinah and the Zeranpin. It's Malchut and Zeranpin. They're acting in unity, they're acting together. We don't normally see this, although it's not that unusual, as there was five or six of that. Within these verses. We've completed the Hebrew reading. We're now going to do the English translation. Hear, Israel. Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. And you shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your means. When I was growing up, the translation was with all your might. With all your wealth, but it doesn't really mean wealth. But that's a good phrase in English, good word in English, to express what's being described. How can you love something that is you're not capable of seeing? That's an excuse that people use. It's a question that they ask, which is a reasonable question. But the answer is, it's very difficult. You have to develop a way of perceiving Hashem in your life. That's very difficult, because he's not visible. And there are people who are oriented, and there's a society that we live in that is oriented to physical things. Another question to ask is, why do we not have the phrase Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed between these two verses, because in the Shema that we say two or three times a day, there is that phrase, that there is that sentence. There is that 24, and ultimately will become 25 letters. Why isn't it here in the Torah? One answer is that that verse, the Baruch Shem verse, is a grounding of energy. And Hashem does not want to ground any energy that's coming from the Torah. Verse 6, and these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. I believe, and I want to check real quick, the word command you is mitzavcha. There are other times in the Torah where we see the word tzav connected to a hey at the end. Most people consider that an indication that it needed to conjugate the word with the other verbs. So it had to be framed in the feminine aspect, and it's spelled Sadi Vav He. And there is some opinion that the word Tzav is idol worship. That's what the Zohar clearly says. But it doesn't address the issue of the word Tzav when it ends with a He. And perhaps that's the meaning, whenever you see that, that's the meaning of command. And it's not idol worship when it's spelled like that. Why? Because if you look at that spelling, the last two letters are Vav and Hey, the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. The first letter is Tzadi, which is righteousness. The righteousness of the unity of the Zeranpin and Malchut. And you shall teach them to your sons and speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for ornaments between your eyes. Ornaments it's probably a correct English translation, but it doesn't give you the essence, which would be they shall be for tefillin between your eyes. And you shall inscribe them upon the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. It takes 9 verses, 8 verses, to express the essence of the V'ahavta. The number 8 is meaningful. It connects to Bina. It connects to something over and above the physical world.
Has joined.
The 10th verse. And it will be when Hashem your God brings you to the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and hewn cisterns that you did not hew, vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And you will eat and be satisfied. Beware lest you forget Hashem, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall fear the Hashem your God, worship him, and swear by his name. Do not go after other gods of the gods of the peoples who are around you. For Hashem your God is a zealous God among you. Lest the wrath of Hashem your God be kindled against you and destroy you off the face of the earth. You shall not try Hashem your God as you tried him in Massa. Diligently keep the mitzvot of Hashem your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is proper and good in the eyes of Hashem, in order that it may be well with you, and that you may come and possess the good land which Hashem swore to your forefathers, to drive out all your enemies from before you, as Hashem has spoken. If your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What are the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinances which Hashem our God has commanded you?" But the son should have asked, "Which Hashem our God has commanded us." You shall say to your son, "We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Hashem took us out of Egypt with a strong hand," meaning the left hand. "And Hashem gave signs and wonders, great and terrible, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes." Now it's saying our eyes, whereas before the son is asking what he's happened to you, implying a separation. And we should never have a separation among the children of Israel. We have differences of opinion, but that's to appreciate the diversity of life. "And he brought us out of there in order that he might bring us and give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And Hashem commanded us to perform all these statutes, to fear Hashem our God for our good all the days, to keep us alive as of this day. And it will be for our merit that we keep to observe all these mitzvot before Hashem our God, as he has commanded us." And in this verse, the word for command us is tziwanu. There's no hey, it's the plural of us. Plural nu means us. So are we being told to connect to idol worship? It's a question that I struggle with. That's the completion of the English translation. Are there any questions? We're going to spend about maybe another 10 minutes. I'm going to read you what Rabbi Avitan has suggested for the this Shabbat, being that it's Shabbat Nachamu, comfort, and it's Tu B'Av at the same time. And it's been 13 years since the last time Tu B'Av was on Shabbat. Over Shabbat, we are all given a very big opportunity to bring upon ourselves blessings, salvation, abundance, parnasa, good health, finding one's soulmate, shalom bayit. It is an opportunity for us to obtain anything we may be lacking or anything the children of Israel are lacking. Tu B'Av is a more auspicious day than any other day of the year, and it is the day when we can have our prayers answered. It is important to realize that the blessings of this day can be obtained just by praying and beseeching Hashem. Chazal says there are no better days than those of Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. These 2 days are very important days during which all our sins and wrongdoings are erased and during which we can acquire big yeshuot, salvations. On Tu B'Av, it does not matter who you are or what merits you have. Your prayers are enough to get you what you need. On this day, we are all considered to be like tzaddikim, and what a tzaddik decrees, Hashem accomplishes, applies to everyone of the children of Israel. It does not matter if we are shomer mitzvot, guarding the mitzvot, doing the mitzvot. It doesn't matter what our religious level is. By doing the segulot, brought down by the mekubalim and the tzaddikim for this special day, and praying to Hashem, we all have the same power to get our prayers answered. Rabbi Israel from Apta, may his merit be with us, says that Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, can be compared to the letter Samach, the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Samach is shaped as a perfect circle, symbolizing that on the 15th day of Av, all of Hashem's children are equally loved and all considered to be perfect tzaddikim. It is written in the Holy Zohar that on this day we are given a beged levan, a white garment, symbolic for a clean slate. Our soul is purified and perfectly clean. This is not acquired through our actions or merits. We are given this gift from Shemayim, the heavens, so that our prayers be answered and so we can be granted miracles and wonders. Back in the days of all the single girls, rich and poor, had the custom of going out in the fields dressed in white clothing to find her soulmate. If a poor girl didn't have white clothing, the rich would lend them their dresses. So all were dressed alike. According to the B'nai Yisachar, the white clothing is symbolic to the fact that in Shemayim on Tu B'Av, we are cleansed of our sins and given a new clean white slate. This gives us the possibility for our prayers to be answered. In general, our prayers are not answered because accusing angels created by our own sins intervene with our requests and testify against us when we ask Hashem for something. Because we are cleansed of our sins on Tu B'Av, our prayers go straight to Hashem and are accepted on this day. Every single person can bring upon themselves salvations and supernatural miracles and wonders over the upcoming Shabbat. This coming Shabbat is the first time in 13 years that we merit to have Tu B'Av fall on Shabbat Nachabu. Rabbi Tzedok from Lublin writes that every year Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of comforting, the Shabbat following Tisha B'Av, which gets its name from the Haftorah, begins with the words Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Comfort, comfort, my people. is a powerful Shabbat on its own. Hashem himself comforts, empowers, and encourages every individual, Jewish child of his. This Shabbat, we also read the Esser Dibrot, which in itself is a source of abundant blessings for Am Yisrael, and to each individual as well. Moreover, we also celebrate three tzaddikim, their hilulot, as assistance to connect to Hashem over the Shabbat. That of the big mekubal, Rabbi Yaakov from Etzbitza, as well as two others, which we will discuss below. Many tzaddikim and mekubalim have revealed wondrous secrets about Tu B'Av, and the fact that it falls on Shabbat this year makes it even more significant. The Baal Sha'ar Yisachar says that the numerical value of 15 Ba'av, Hamisha Asar Ba'av, has the same numerical value as Ketiva V'Chatima Tova, which implies that as of this day, we are already building and preparing our vessels to be blessed with a good year to come, Baruch Hashem. Here are the sigulot. Please share this information with as many people as possible so they too can benefit from the power of Tu B'Av. There are three hilulot. Light three separate candles before the Shabbat candle lighting in honor of the Holy Tzaddikim. Rabbi Shimon Levi, this Tzaddik and Mekubal, composed the Piyut Bar Yochai, Nim Shachta Ashrechacha. This is a song consisting of 10 verses that is sung by the Kabbalistic minions every Friday night. The holy Mekubal Rabbi Amram Bandewan, who is buried in Wazan in Morocco, numerous miracles are said to have occurred on his kever. Incurable illnesses have been healed. The blind have regained their sight. The mute have found their voice. The paralyzed have returned home on their own. And infertile women have had children after having prayed there. It is also well known that to this day there is a tree by the tzaddik's kever, by his grave, that does not catch on fire even when surrounded by flames. The big Mekubal, Rabbi Yaakov from Etzbitza, who revealed a big segula for those looking for their zivug, their soulmate. The segula is to recite two specific sentences from Shlomo HaMelech's Book of Mishle. It is said to bring yeshuot for singles. This segula is to be said year-round. However, on the day of the Tzaddik's Hilulah, the Segula is a lot more powerful. At the end of reciting the Shemona Esra, three times a day, before saying Oseh Shalom Bimromav, which is at the end of the individual Amidah, say the following two passages. Matza isha matza tove afek ratzon me Adonai. The second one, Bayiduahon nachalat avot ume Adonai shamaskalat. Those who, for some reason, are not able to pray the Amidah should say the two Pesukim 8 consecutive times. After lighting the candles for the Tzaddikim, give a couple of coins to Tzedakah. Then the following paragraph from the Tzaddik Rabbi Yaakov from Etzpitza, his book, should be said. I'm not going to read it because it is in Hebrew, but the translation. Hashem brings down the souls to this world from its lofty place in the other world, while in this world the soul constantly recognizes that without Hashem's help, nothing can happen. When the soul was brought down to this world, it was given the ability to differentiate between good and evil. And every single day when the soul awakens from sleep and recognizes the good that Hashem does, and that it is He who gives him life and sustains him, Hashem blesses that soul with many more good things. Hazal says it is a big segula for a long life to learn Torah on the night of Tu B'Av. Learning Torah on this day adds days to his or her life. It is therefore important to increase in learning and learn more than usual, whether it is the Torah, the Tanakh, the Chumash, reading Tehillim or Halakha, or also the Zohar. One who wishes to be blessed with a good and long life and a good year to come should take upon him or herself on Tu B'Av to eventually host a Torah class, Bli Neder, in order to influence others to learn as well. If you're not the one teaching, you're the one who can support the teacher. It is very important to read or listen to in synagogue Parashat Vayetchanan in the book of Devarim. From chapter 3, from verse 23, through chapters 4, 5, 6, and chapter 7 until verse 11. One should at some point over Shabbat sing the Peyut Bar Yochai in honor of the composer's Hilulah. It is usually found after Friday night Kiddush in the Siddur. Whoever is looking for their Zivug, their Shidduch, should read chapter 7 in Sefer Bamidbar over Shabbat. Chapter 7 of Sefer Bamidbar is the within the Parasha of Naso, and it's the 89 verses of the dedication of the Nasiim, the leaders of the tribes. Read chapter 120 to 150 in Tehillim, as well as chapter 119 that is according to your name and your mother's name. So you say your name, Ben or Bat, and your mother's name. The mother is said for the Sephardim, and the father for the Ashkenazim, according to their minhags. Followed by the letters of the words, Bracha v'chatzlacha, blessings and chatzlacha is good things. The biggest of all segulot, as well as the most important, aside from the Zichui HaRambim, sharing Torah with others so they too can benefit from the Holy Torah's teachings, is simply to pray and speak to Hashem, our Father in the heavens, in your own words and language. Thank Hashem for all you have and ask for what you need, because it is Shabbat. It is important to include Am Yisrael in your prayers as well. Wishing everyone a blessed Tu B'Av, and may all your prayers be answered for the very best. Baruch Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Hanno. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
To all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.